Dense traffic and dirty fuel emissions characterize some of the Kenyan capital's streets. The city is home to at least 5 million people, and with the growing numbers, local authorities say the air quality is declining. Geoffrey Mosiria is the chief environment officer in Nairobi.
Many vehicles use diesel and petrol. They are emitting a lot of chemicals, the gases, into the air. And also we have industries. Some of them are built in residential area.
Residents like Eunice Chuli, a vendor in Nairobi, bear the brunt of the situation. Chuli says she often falls sick. She believes it's because of the dirty air that she's exposed to here daily.
Recently, I had a coughing issue. I was coughing very seriously. I had to go to a hospital to be checked. Yeah, I was under medication for a whole week.
It's a situation that the authorities here are beginning to deal with. The first step is to install air quality monitors around the city. The monitors' inlets pick up particles in the air. Larger fragments are screened out, leaving the thin bits to flow to a filter. The head of air quality at the World Resources Institute, George Mwaniki, explains that the system measures particles which are usually dangerous to the human body.
And they come to a filter here where they are impacted, and then the machine has a very sensitive weighing machine that it weighs every 1 minute what is the changes in terms of the weight of the filter.
The collected data is sent out for real-time analysis. At least 37 monitors have been set up so far. The initiative is funded by the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, for over $1.5 million. The agency's spokesperson says the data will help the government target clean air interventions where they are most needed and evaluate their effectiveness. According to a 2020 report, more than 5,000 premature deaths in Kenya are caused each year by air pollution. Respiratory disease specialist Dr. Jared Mecha says diseases that result from pollution are a matter of growing concern.
You have cough that we cannot explain. But then we also have actually cancers of the upper airway.
With the air monitoring devices, Nairobi joins 10 global cities that are working towards clean air by gathering data. Mike Saxton is the project director at Breathe Cities Initiative.
The Breathe Cities Initiative looks to take a sectoral approach, and so we're looking for innovative policies across transport, across waste management, across industry.
People interviewed by VOA say possible solutions for Nairobi include the adoption of electric vehicles, greater control of industrial emissions, and the proper collection and disposal of garbage. Researchers say political goodwill is essential to implementing any solution. Residents like Chuli hope that lasting improvements to the air quality can be found soon. Victoria Amunga, VOA News, Nairobi.